Good morning, everyone. This is Richard Peterson. I'm president of Capital Financial Group, and welcome to this week's podcast, which is entitled Fixed Annuities versus CDs. Now, I think this is an important comparison because a lot of people do not actually know the difference between the two and how they would overall affect their investment portfolios. First of all, a lot of people are very familiar with the workings of a CD. I'm going into a trusted bank. I'm going to purchase a CD in which I know what the interest rate return will be up front, and I'm going to decide on my commitment into that CD, be it for 6 or 9 months or 2 or 3 years or even 5 years out. With a fixed annuity, and I first want to make a distinction between the two types of annuities that are available out there. There are fixed annuities, which we're going to discuss today, and there are also variable annuities. Variable annuities are the primary annuity that is sold by many of the brokers that you would encounter. Now, I am not a proponent of the variable annuity for several reasons. Number one, you as the policyholder will take all of the risk, and two, the annual internal expenses that will eat away at your overall gains are very expensive. And so therefore, I really have not found a valid use for people to use variable annuities. They're great for the insurance companies who issue them that make an ongoing revenue stream generated from those policies every single year. We're talking about fixed annuities. The primary reason, the primary backing of a fixed annuity is the safety of your principal. So let's go ahead and take a look at the two. If you put your money in a CD, you know from what the interest rate's going to be. You have determined the length of time that you're committed to that CD. By the way, when that term expires, when that CD matures, you're going to be asked to make another decision. Take the money and run, or roll it over into another annuity, or a CD, excuse me, and then encounter new early surrender time periods of which, if you take the money out, you will incur an interest penalty. You will also, if it's a non-IRA CD, you will have a 1099 sent to your home every year with the increase in the interest that it's earned, and you will have to pay tax on that. One of the nice features of a fixed annuity, besides the safety of your principal, is the fact that it is tax deferred. The deferral is basically as long as you do not take money out, you will not have to pay tax on any of your gains. So in essence, you as the policyholder are able to determine when you will pay taxes on the money. It could be a year down the road, 5 years down the road, 20 years down the road. You will have to pay tax on those gains, but you get to determine when. Another thing that you'll find is that the annuities are going to be safe from creditors. If somebody tries to sue you, well, the money in your annuities generally will be off limits to the person trying to sue you or your estate. With an annuity, you will automatically avoid probate, meaning there will be no time delays, meaning because you have a named beneficiary on the contract, no one can challenge who gets the money. It has been predetermined. You will only pay taxes on it when you decide, and you have better growth opportunities than you do in a CD. Now, you'll also find that in an annuity, there are some variations on the fixed annuity programs. You can basically keep it as simple as a CD, lock it into a fixed annuity with a known interest rate, and keep it for whatever period of time you sign up for. Or you can use a variation which is called a fixed indexed annuity. In times of higher interest rates, you can use the interest rate option, just like a CD, or you have the option of using the different stock market indexes as a barometer. Now, you don't actually own any of the equities. You don't own stocks or mutual funds. You're just using the indexes as a barometer for your growth. So in normal times, you can find that a fixed indexed annuity can give you much better opportunity at growth than a typical CD can, because you're using a variation of market indexes and even a fixed interest rate provision. You will get a 1099 when you decide to draw money out of the annuity, but again, that's at your choice. You will find that both are very safe. Your CD is going to be backed by the federal government through the FDIC program. You will find that your annuity is also very safe because there are a couple of layers of protection. First of all, the strength of the company when you first invest and purchase your annuity. The insurance companies have to, by law, keep larger reserves on hand than your typical bank does. You will find in periods of stress, if you can go back and recall 1988, 89, 90, 91, with the savings and loan crisis that we had in this country, there were a lot of savings and loans and banks that went out of business. Just go back to 2008 and how many banks went out of business. You will find very few insurance companies will actually end up bankrupt and going out of business. So let's say that you have your annuity with an insurance company and they're having financial difficulties. You'll find that the insurance commissioner will go into the insurance company and generally look for what the problem is and say, you have so long to fix this problem, or we're going to redistribute your assets. If they fix the problem and get off the problem list, that's good. If not, if you're with a troubled company, the insurance commissioner will redistribute the assets to other insurance companies, meaning, in short, if you have an annuity with insurance company A and they fall into financial difficulty, the insurance commissioner will redistribute that and you will now have that annuity with company B or company C. Again, a very strong insurance company. Nothing will change. You will not lose any money and your annuity will be protected. The next layer of protection is that we have, in the state of Ohio, the Ohio Guarantee Fund for insurance products, insurance companies, and that is very similar in a lot of ways to the FDIC. So therefore, safety-wise, you don't have to be concerned. Another thing that's little known about annuities is the fact that a majority of pensions distributed in this country today are distributed through annuities. Now, the technical term is immediate annuities, but they're the ones that guarantee a lifelong income to you or you and your spouse or you and a second person. Annuities are the only vehicle that can guarantee lifelong income. Mutual fund can't do that. A stock can't do that. Exchange-traded fund can't do that. It is annuities that provide the pensions to people that they live on and count on every single month to receive that money. So when comparing the two, fixed annuities versus CDs, what you will find is that there are some great advantages to considering a fixed annuity over a CD. Now, some of the downfalls that you'll hear. CDs, for example, as I mentioned, you take out a five-year CD, decide you, at the end of 5 years, you still don't need the money, would like to reinvest it. You can purchase another five-year CD, but now you have five more years of early surrender penalties if you choose to cash it in before your time limit. Annuities, they will have early surrender periods. It just depends on what type you select. But at the end of that period, in most cases, you will find you do not have to roll it over and then have the burden of extended or new surrender periods. The contract will continue on just as it did from day one. The only difference is now is you have access to your money, 100% of the funds, anytime you want, with no charges and no surrender fees. So when considering where to put some money for investment purposes, but you want to be moderately conservative, then an annuity, a fixed annuity, is something to consider greatly. To find out more information on, talk to your trusted advisor and see if they would work for you. Certainly in many cases, deciding between putting money into a CD versus a fixed annuity, the fixed annuity will win. Not always, but in many more cases, I think, than choosing the CD. CDs are very easy to understand. They're very easy to use. But basically, in a CD, like right now, if somebody were to put money in a 5-year CD, I would find that to be a poor decision, as we are in an upwardly rising interest rate environment that certainly, it looks like by the end of that 5 years, you're going to be getting a paltry return compared to what the market forces will be issuing as far as interest rates at that time. That's not a guarantee, but it certainly looks that's like the way we're heading. With a CD also, you can put a POD, a payable on death, just like a beneficiary, on your annuity and avoid probate. So it does have that feature on there, which a lot of people overlook. Please make sure that you have a beneficiary or POD, payable on death designation, so that not only do you get the additional FDIC insurance, but you also have a safety that should death occur, you will avoid probate and the money will get in the hands of the person or persons you want much more effectively and much quicker. So again, between the two, fixed annuities and CDs, I give the nod to fixed annuities that have more benefits to the investor than the common CD does. So give it some thought, something to think about. And with that, you've been listening to Money Talks here on the podcast of Richard Peterson and Capital Financial Group. Have a great week.